should be streaming okay. Later this afternoon, Simple Radio will be up, and the website for the radio station, WCHY.us, that will be streaming hopefully by about 3, 4 o'clock at the latest. And then we'll be fully restored for the weekend and then back on Monday morning. Right now, we have MyPillow, MP. If you would like the information to order to get your 50, 60, 70, 80% off plus free shipping on orders over $100, just text me MP and I'll send you the information. One other thing that we'd like to share, if you know somebody who lives in Onaway, Onaway School District, text me the word Onaway. I will send you the screenshot of the 6 candidates running as a slate to get elected to fix once and for all the Onaway School District. The board is prepared to run and to do what needs to be done to finish off and fix that school district permanently and forever. Major changes coming once they get elected. We need your help. We need you to get this information out to people you may know who live in Onaway's public school district. So text me Onaway, O-N-A-W-A-Y, and I'll send you the screenshot. You can forward it to them via a text message, email, or whatever. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Now, one of the government programs that is absolutely failing. Why? Because it's not something government should do. It is not something that government should be doing, but yet they're trying to do it and it's not working. What am I talking about? The post office? No. Amtrak? No. What I'm talking about is the private sector housing. You heard Kamala Harris talking about this. If she's elected president, we will have more housing in America. Anything government touches, folks, they screw it up. It's that simple. Why? Because they don't think like a business person. They think like a politician. They think like a bureaucrat. One of the worst agencies we have in the state of Michigan is the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, MSHDA. According to MERS News Service, Michigan's housing crisis is still here, and it's not going away anytime soon. While the Michigan State Housing Development Authority is doing more of what it's done in past years, but it has reached its limits. That is the disturbing reality in Michigan and across the country. As the number of home buyers continues to outnumber the available homes we have in the marketplace. The progress that's being made is right now being reversed by the high interest rate numbers the Federal Reserve, again, another bureaucratic agency, is implemented in our mortgage rates. Brad Ward, a spokesperson for Michigan Realtors, said if mortgage rates come down after an expected rate cut that we may receive in September, this could move more people off the fence as to whether they want to buy or sell their home. And this may not only be the only rate cut we're looking at here in 2024. According to national economists, usually when you see the first rate cut, that means there are going to be a series of them to follow, Ward said. The housing market closely follows the law of supply and demand. As supply rises, demands decrease, thereby dropping prices. When the supply is short, prices go up. The problem is we're dealing with high interest rates at the same time. So if the interest rates lenders are able to give potential home buyers lower interest rates, this could possibly cause the sellers to want to sell and take advantage of the higher prices because now there's more buyers able to get affordable interest rate mortgages. It's very simple. Supply and demand, people. Well, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, however you say his name, probably going to be running for governor in 2026. He brought up this situation in the city of Detroit, where he has pointed to the fact that the city of Detroit has built, listen to this, $1 billion in new affordable housing units over the last 5 years. And they are expected to build another $1 billion over the next 5 years. Folks, that's $2 billion in affordable housing in the city of Detroit. Meanwhile, the legislature, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and the Michigan State Housing Development Authority have been adding money to the housing market through budget programs and special incentives. But there's only so much that can be done from the government side. Additionally, Ward said you can't build a house overnight. We have complicated matters, red tape from local zoning ordinances, and a growing sentiment going on in our state called NIMBY. What is NIMBY? Not in my backyard. This type of mentality has slowed the approval of many new housing projects. Meanwhile, over at MISHDA, its staff has furiously been working on new financing developments in the state. In a slow year, officials say they do roughly about 12 deals per month. In busy years, they average 30 to 35. Well, I feel like folks are sort of risen to the occasion because the amount of deals and loan committees that we now have to get things moving is well beyond what we have seen in the last few years. This according to Jeff Sykes, Chief Financial Officer of MISHDA. MISHDA also has a couple of bills pending in the state legislature that would help get more people help in buying single-family homes. One of them, House Bill 5032, would raise the cap on low-interest rate loans approved through MISHDA. Another one, Senate Bill 293, would change the rate that so 55% of the funds within the Michigan Housing and Community Development Program would have to be spent on low-income housing. Between cutting the rates and changing the rules of where the money can be spent could possibly help. As mortgage rates go down, people who have borrowed from the authority could qualify then to refinance their single-family homes, thereby paying off loans currently funded by MISHDA. This could replenish our funds and bring more money available to other new customers. One of the areas helping developers bridge the gap between the cost of developing a low-rent apartment complex or condominium is because they expect a certain amount of money return on their investment. If we reduce the regulations and the red tape, that could increase their profitability just from not having to jump through so many hoops and spend more time in construction loan phases where they could get built and to the end closing quicker. Sykes went on to say the authority only has a finite amount of gap filler. So on an annual basis, as these deals come in, we have to then spend some of that gap money until we get to the closing of the end mortgage. The pipeline consists of proposals going before the MISHDA board, the initial development of the projects, construction, the construction loan process, and then the final closing. Right now in the state of Michigan, Listen to this. And this has to do with MSHTA. Right now, this process takes anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years, depending on the project. If we have challenges or difficulties, then the development may take even longer than that. However, some do get done quicker. Funding usually comes and goes in cycles, but when the politicians talk about affordable housing, the amount of money MSHTA sees in its coffers from state and federal governments end up increasing, causing the number of housing units to be built to go up. Then the funding slacks off. So we are constantly dealing with a roller coaster. One of the biggest challenges in the down funding years is having enough housing available. Additionally, we also have people who apply for Section 8 vouchers. That requires even more needs. Here's the bottom line to all this, people. The government of the state of Michigan needs to get out of the private sector of housing. These regulations, these zoning issues and problems have got to change. You need to talk to your local township, your local city or village. They have got to change the zoning restrictions and allow more of these projects to be built, not in your backyard. There is many properties available outside city limits, out in the boonies somewhere that could be developed. They just need the infrastructure. Electricity, high-speed internet, natural gas. You do those three things, you can get an affordable project in your community. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Then up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877 230
230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Final segment of this week. We got lots of things happening. Sheboygan Boat Rally at the river tomorrow starts at 12 noon, and then they're going to have a band playing somewhere. I can't tell if it's the mouth of the river, the sandbar. I don't know. They're going to start playing about 1 to 4 o'clock. The music's going to be playing. People, I'm sure, are going to be bringing food, beverages, having a good time. Get your boat with your Trump yard signs, your Trump flags. Get them decorated. The event starts at 12 noon. The mouth of the Sheboygan River, they're going to do a boat run out to Mullet Lake, perhaps out at the sandbar and back. It's going to go 1 to 4 for the music. Get out there and have a good time. Show your support for Donald Trump and tell everybody you know who has a boat. They can just take a yard sign and tape it to their boat. If you've got any type of rails, use zip ties. You can decorate your boat with flags, yard signs, whatever. Just get out there and have some fun tomorrow. Rob Cordes, of course, is going to be down at Houghton Lake. There in Houghton Lake, they are going to participate in a Trump boat rally in Houghton Lake tomorrow as well. I guess these are organized and happening all over the state of Michigan. Also, want to remind you that at Boyne City Veterans Park, Vicki and I will be there at 12 noon. We're bringing some of her Antrim County clerk signs to some Antrim County folks that want them. Mike Rogers, and I believe his wife, Christy Rogers, will be there for the U.S. Senate. They are going to be giving out free Trump Vance 2024 yard signs, courtesy of Oscar Barden of the Charlevoix County GOP. If you would like a yard sign, maybe perhaps come and meet or hear from Mike Rogers, his wife Christy Rogers, tomorrow 12 noon. If you'd like that, text me Rogers, and I'll send you the flyer on that to your cell phone as well. Lastly, we have the cards printed up in stock. We have rear window stickers. We have business cards for the radio station, this show. We want you to invest $25 to possibly affect 1,100 voters in your immediate community. This is how you're going to do it. You're going to go to the website, acconservatives.org. You're going to click on donate and donate $25. You'll get a receipt from us, from our PayPal account, not yours. From ours, you'll get a receipt email showing your donation. We will get notification from PayPal that you made the donation. I'll click on it. I'll see your name and your address, and we will mail you 100 of these cards. Spread the word. We started doing this, folks, back in February. It says in the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. You flip it over, and it asks very simply, are you satisfied with? And then there's 11 questions for people to think about. And when they think about these things, it causes them to actually think about how is these items affecting them personally, their pocketbook. When they sit down at the kitchen table to pay their bills, what about these items? How much did you spend more for gasoline and diesel compared to when Donald Trump was in office just 4 years ago? Are you concerned about security that has been caused by open and unprotected borders? What has inflation and the economy impacted you and your family? What do you think about surging crime rates in most of our major American cities? How do you feel about forced EV electric vehicle mandates, rising food and consumer prices? How do you feel about the woke ideology being taught in our public schools to both students in junior and senior high school, as well as our colleges and universities? Challenges to the loss of parental rights when it comes to your children. How they can get things done without parental consent. What's your thoughts about increasing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drug-related deaths here in our country? Rising interest rates, mortgage rates. How has it affected you and your ability to refinance your home or be able to go out and buy a home? And lastly, what do you think about the attacks on our Second Amendment rights? Your constitutional right to protect yourself and your family. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, talk about these issues with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. Now, for $25, folks, we'll mail you 100 of these cards. They're on a thick stock. They're glossy. They're treated. You can even spill coffee on these things. They will not destroy them in any way, shape, or form. All you have to do is give these out to 100 people. Just hand it to them. Tell them to flip it over and to read those 11 issues on the back. And then tell them, ask them to share it with 11 other people. $25, you could affect 1,100 votes in your community. That's it for this week's show. Now back to 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you on Monday. God bless.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin.